So this Shabbos Parshas Baalotzcha, I want to speak about a subject which relates to a practice I think is pretty widespread in most shuls on Shabbos, and that is the idea of making Misha Berach on behalf of Cholin, people are sick on Shabbos. Now it's become a major thing. Many people walk up to the Gabbai with lists and papers and all kinds of names of people, people they know, people they don't know, people whose names are listed in the paper that are need of Refuah Shleimah. So they asked the Gabbai. I remember when I was growing up here in the shul, so they made a Mishaberech on Shabbos, they made a separate Mishaberech for every person. A handful of people came up and gave a name, they had a Mishaberech for each person. Then, as it became more and more, so they started to make a Mishaberech, and they put all the names. I think they sometimes separated the men and the women. All the men were entering one Mishaberech, all the women another Mishaberech. I don't know, there has to be separate seating there, but that's how they did it. And now, there's so many people, unfortunately, well, we know so much because of the, age of information and everything, so they make a Mishaberech. A lot of times, the Gabbai says that he's going to stop and insert the name at whatever point he stops, otherwise it becomes impossible to manage. So, I just want to speak about the issue of reciting Mishaberech on Shabbos, but first, a few words of background that relate to actually something we spoke about a number of weeks ago in connection with Parshas Tazria and Metzora. But our point of departure in Parshas Baalotzcha for this subject of reciting Mishaberech on Shabbos is the very end of the subject. The Torah describes over there that Aaron and Miriam had a conversation in which they were critical of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says they criticized something to do with his wife, Moshe Rabbeinu's wife. Doesn't say in the Chumash exactly what the nature of the criticism was, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. And we pick up in the first source, Parak Yud Beis of the Midbar, Pasuk Tes, Ayichah Hashem Bo'am Ba'elach. Hashem got angry at Aaron and Miriam, and he left after rebuking them. And Pasuk Yud, Ha'anon Tzar Me'ahoel, then the Ha'anon Tzar Me'ahoel, the cloud departed, and turns out the name Miriam Mitzaras Kasholik. Miriam contracted Tzaras. Miriam was punished in a more severe fashion, Chazal explained, because she took the initiative. She's the one who initiated this conversation with Aaron. So when Miriam suddenly had Tzaraas, so Aaron turns to Moshe and posts, Aaron, Moshe, be Adoni, etc. Don't, please forgive and let her not suffer in the next posse. And finally, in posse, Gidgimel, by Yitzhak, Moshe, Hashem, Lemur, Keo, no, Rafa, no, law. Moshe said a short, succinct, but right to the point, tefillah on behalf of Miriam, that she should have a refuah. Keil no refuah no law, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please grant her a refuah. So here's an example in the Chumash of somebody davening on behalf of somebody else who is sick. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening on behalf of Miriam. So we mentioned a number of weeks ago, there's a pasuk in Parshas Chazri in the second source, Vayikra Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Mem Hei, it says that someone who contracts Tzaraas, which is what Miriam had, the Hatzarua Shebo Anega, but God to be from the Rosh Yefarua, the Asofam Yate, and the pasuk, that's Perek Yud Gimel, Vayikra pasuk Mem Hei, it says at the end, Tomei, Tomei Yikra. Here, someone should call out, Tomei, Tomei, regarding this person who contracts Tzaraas. So the Gemara says in Mokot and Daf Hayim and Aleph that we learn from here that, what's the purpose? That why should they announce that the person is Tomei? So Rabbi Avraham Amar Hacha, the Tomei, Tomei Yikra, Mokot and Hayim and Aleph, Tuma Korala, the Omeris Lo Prosh, it's like the Tuma itself is calling out, and you have to tell people stay away. That's the point. You're announcing that the person is Tomei so that other people know not to come into physical contact with that person and thereby become Tomei themselves. Okay. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? But there's another limud from that pasuk. The reason you announce that the person is Tomei, so the people should know that this person is in need of refuah, is in need of racham, so they'll daven on this person's behalf. The Gemara says, yeah, that's why it says twice, Tomei, Tomei. We learn both lessons, and for tonight's year, the second lesson is a significant one, namely that the person announces that he's Tomei, so that people should realize and they should Mevakesh Rachamim on his or her behalf. That's how the Gemara says in Sota, the same Drosha, Lamed Beis and Beis in Sota, Kiritani, Vatomi, Tomi, Yikra, Tzarech, Lodiyah, Tzar, L'Rabim, L'Rabim, Vakshu, Alav Rachamim, and then the Gemara there in Sota adds, it's not only true of someone who has Tzaraas, but the Cholmi, She'ir, Bo, Dover, Tzarech, Lodiyah, L'Rabim, anybody. It's not just a special din, the Torah records it by Tzaraas, but it's not just a special din that someone has Tzaraas has to announce it. No, anybody who can has some kind of a bad situation, Tzarech, Lodiyah, L'Rabim, Rabim, Vakshu, all of Racham. In fact, the Gemara says in Nida, Daf Samech Vav Mer Aleph Source 5. Gemara records the same drasha. The Tanya V'Tamei Tami Yikra Torah Odiyat Tzara LaRabim V'Rabi V'Akshem Olav Racham. And the Gemara there says Omer of Yosef Have Uva V'Pumbedisa. There was once a story of somebody in Pumbedisa, and the person notified others that they had this. It was a woman who had this sickness, and people mispowel. She got healed. The Taker worked. In other words, the Gemara says this is a tried and true procedure, right? The tried and true remedy. Rashi explains there in Nida Sanfav and Aleph Hava Uvda, the Gilsa Tzara LeRabim. She revealed her situation to the public. Uvikshu Aler Achim Sataka Pitim Uspalafer. And this Rappos. So this is a tried and true method that you daven for somebody else. Where do you actually say this Trila? So that's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Aleph, the next source 7. Amar B'chir Ba'ashim Rav, Afo B'Shom Roshol, Adam Tzvach B'Shomei Trila. You can always ask for needs in Shomei Trila, but in Yesh L'chol B'Soch Beis, Amar B'Richas Cholim. If you want to, you say, you have somebody in your household. Doesn't mean necessarily in your household, but someone is sick that you want to daven for, then the proper place to put in the Bracha of Refa'inu. Again, that's what we spoke about back then in Parshas Hazim and Torah a number of weeks ago. So we say the Bracha in Brichas Cholim, and the Gemara says in Torah Lefarnasa on Brichas Hashanim, you say whatever is appropriate to that particular Bracha in the Shemana Esra. But for our purposes this evening, the Bracha of Refua is put in Refa'inu. And that's what the Rambam Paskins in source number 8, Hilchas Tula Paragro, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, you're allowed to add personal tefillos in your own. You're allowed to add personal tefillos in different places in the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Gemara says, the Rambam says, in the halacha beis, the chenim rotzel lahosiv the whole bracha bracha and emtzoyis may not bracha mosiv. In any one of the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, if you want to add something that's main bracha that relates to the theme of that bracha, you're allowed. And halacha gimel, the Rambam writes, what ketzad? Excuse me. If it's you have a sick person you want to request rachamim for, then brichas cholim you do it. Kifitzachos v'shomer. The Rambam means by that you do it however you speak. In other words, there's no particular formula that you have to say these words or these psukim. But some kifitzachos v'shomer in accordance with the I would say in English, 100% doesn't matter. It's not a din. You're asking a request. If you're maybe it's better to have a Hebrew.
Did Zalka be in the middle?
No, we spoke about Arisio before Kikama, before the
Chanina, for example.
Same thing, before Chanina, before the Meina Chasima, Chasamach Chasima, before the concluding phrase of the Bracha. Okay? And that appears as well in the Shulchan Aruch. Arachayim Simon Kuf Yud Tes Sif Aleph Source 9 in Rotsa Lahosi B'chol Bracha Mitzos Bein Abracha Mosin Ketzot Hoya Lachol Bracha Shavracha Bracha Zerfeino. Whatever you need, you put it in the appropriate bracha. And here the Shulchan Aruch mentions, addresses your issue. All right, we do it first. B'chol Mosin, the Ramo writes Yaschol B'bracha B'chalka Mosin. You begin the bracha and then they put it in the middle, but not at the beginning. And it says Shomei Atilik in Ed, whatever brachas, whatever requests you want, and so on. Good. The Mishabur, the next source on the Mishabur is a little earlier. It's in Siman Kuf Tez Zayin Sifkot and Gimel. The Mishabur does mention a formula, even though the Rambam says Kafitzachas Hashono, you could say it however you want. You can. There's Rur quotes the Minig. Again, it's in Siman Kuf Tez Zayin of Arachaim, obviously in Sifkot and Gimel. The Mishabur writes Derech Tzvila V'Yachol Ispala Al Cholim B'Rifa'enu V'Yomer Rifana Pei is Ploni Ben Ploni So and So the son daughter of so and so Rifu Ashrema B'Sof Sharach Israel, and so on. You say that phrase. The Mishabur does say, based on the minig, what the Mishabur does say what the phrases are. They say the minig is to say this particular phrase. I'm pretty sure in most of the Durim, the article sitter I think has in the Brach of Refrainu, on the bottom of the page there, an asterisk or a shaded thing in gray or whatever, that has a certain text for that which you put in. Okay, so ad kan hakdama that it's appropriate to daven for somebody else. Any refa'inu? The question is, what about on Shabbos? What about, first of all, on Shabbos there is no bracha refa'inu on Shabbos. We do make reference to in the Mechal Kachayim, we say Somech Noflin V'Rofei Cholim. That's a shevach. So somebody says, you say the nusach, you say refuah krov alavo. The earlier refuah, the Rofei Cholim, it's early part of the Shema, the refuah krov alavo. All right. Anyway, but there is the Yerushalmi, which is in source 11. The Shema is in Shabbos, Perek Tes Vov, Halacha Gimel. That's the Rishalmi. It's Daf Ayin Ches and Beis in the Vilna pagination of Rishalmi and Shabbos. Parakas Ola Locha Gimel. There the Rishalmi says, Asur Litvoa Tzrochov B'Shabbos. Rishalmi says that it is forbidden on Shabbos to ask for any needs. That would seem to include for a chola. Right? And Rav Zira Shal, Rav Chia Barboa, Mahu, Meimar, Re'enu, Parnaseinu. What about certain words that appear in the text? Someone says, "Amar lo tufus brachas kachin." He answered, "No, that's the text of the bracha. Look into it. It's called the Karban Aida on the page there in Yerushalmi. Also, the bar talk of a Shabbos. Why? The Gemara doesn't say why. So Karban Aida explained. I'll tell you why. Lefi shemichlal oneg Shabbos hu sheyach shofa adam kilu kol malachta osui. It's part of oneg Shabbos to feel a sense that on Shabbos I'm not worried about this problem, that problem, the other problem. Right? You should imagine on Shabbos like all your needs are taken care of. You have no tzaras, like we say in Vence Shalos. Say, hey, tzara." I don't want to worry about this check and to take care of this problem, the other problem, this person's sick and that one needs a parnasa. You don't want to worry about it on Shabbos. Part of owning Shabbos is to feel a sense of satisfaction for 24 or 25 hours. You put out of your mind the all the tzaras and all the difficulties. Kilu komalafa osu hashol tzrochov humar behefech. If you on Shabbos you're going to start asking for all these needs, it shows the opposite. The God may be daiga belibo. Just start worrying about not in the spirit of Shabbos. You'll be nervous about this problem with what's in the mail, what you have to take care of, and so on and so forth. So more asks, so what about Reinu Panaseinu? The Karbonate explains that Brichas Amos and Brichas Aris. Mi havi kashol tzrochav, aren't you asking, for Parnos and so on and so forth in the benching? So I'm alone, no, Tofus Brochas, Nusach HaBrocha Kachu. No, that's the Nusach HaBrocha. You're not going to change the Nusach HaBrocha, right? The Ein L'Shabbos Mechol L'Shabbos, so it's Balba Brichoso. See, this is not even a separate Brocha. It's in that way. On Shabbos, you're not going to say those phrases mix up. And those are standard phrases. That's what the Pnei Moshe there also says. Mashu Nusach HaBrocha Yikach Lo Yishana V'lo Amr El'Shol HaHosif B'Tachnunim. It doesn't say you can't say certain things. It means you don't add Tachnunim HaTzorachav K'derek Sh'Osif B'Chol. The point is, if people make a mistake, if people say, oh, you're not allowed to ask any requests on Shabbos. That's not true. Not allowed to ask requests on Shabbos. But Trila, by definition, don't we always assume Trila, by definition, is defined as Shevach, Barkosh, and Hodah. There's praise, there's request, there's thanks. So how do you know ask requests on Shabbos? The answer is we do. You say, Ritzegen, Nuchosenu, right? The Eshin should accept their rest, and so on, or Katshenu, and so on. But those are appropriate to Shabbos. It's not that you're not allowed to make requests on Shabbos. It's that you don't make requests on Shabbos of things that you don't want to think about on Shabbos. Now that's the idea. But if it's in the text, that's what the Pnei Moshe explains in the moment. You don't add extra tachnonim on Shabbos and other things, but which is incorporated in the regular text, you can. Now the truth is, this has a ramification, so we were talking about this on last week. Oh,
yeah,
Magen
Avraham. Right?
Which one of them?
Does Magen Avraham mention that if you got a bad dream?
Yeah, we'll get there. Good. Before that, very good. We'll get before that, though. Take a look at the Gemara and Bracha. We're talking about this also. The Gemara says in Bracha, Sabchof, Aleph, Man Aleph, the following din. Yeah. Omer Behud, Omer Shmuel. The case is not important, but what the Gemara for us tonight, what is important is what the Gemara brings out in its discussion. So the Gemara says in Brachas Chaf Alf Man Alf, source 14, V'Amar B'Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Haya Omed B'Tfila. Let's say a guy was davening, V'Nizkar She'Spala, something we didn't even daven already. Let's say a guy usually davens at, now this time of year, right, there's a long afternoon, he davens Mincha at 8:20. And then for some reason, it was someplace, they decided that they need him for an early minion for Minchat 2, so he davened. Then he forgot, he came home, he eats up, and as usual, he goes to shul. So he goes to shul, and in the middle of the stress, he realizes, well, I davened Minchat very early today. Or is that a chasana? Whatever happened, right? He realizes that he already davened. What do you do now? In the middle of the stress, he realizes, the Gemara says, posek, you stop. But feel ben tzabrach, even in the middle of bracha. Because it's, what you're saying is everything is a matala. You davened already. Gemara asks, really? Amy? The Homer of Nachman, Kiavina be Rabbi Barbua, well, I was once by Rabbi Barbua, Rabbi Nachman says, Bonine, we asked of him, Hani b'nei be Rab, the toe, umad kiwi de chol b'Shabbos. What if a guy made a mistake on Shabbos? And he started to say the weekday Shema Esrei. Well, many of us may have had that experience. You know, you have it's Friday night, you have to sleep anyway, so you get up to Myrith and start saying, and you start saying, and a lot of times you don't realize until you stop, and then you're embarrassed, you pretend you're scratching your chest, what happens, in the middle, right? And we've all had that, or some of us may have had it. So, that the Gemara asked, what happened, and it says, B'nai Be'rach, they tell me that they forgot, they started to say the week they're on Shabbos, Ma'o Shigma, now in the middle of the Yom, you're beating your chest, realize it's Shabbos, okay? Maushi Yigmaru, what do you finish the bracha? What do you do? Barmalon Gomrim call us a bracha. So Rav Nach, who was it? Rabbi Rabu. Paskin, finish the bracha. Finish that bracha. Then go on to the Shabbos text. But finish the bracha in the middle of. Till the end, bracha Hashem, whatever. Whatever you were in. So the Gemara said, how come there, if you realize you're davening already, you stop right in the middle, not another word? Whereas if you have the situation, we started to say the weekday Shemitah on Shabbos, you said finish the bracha and then you move on to the next. Why is this? But it says not the same. There, the person has to be a bar chiyuva. Again, my issue is not relating to that case. But here, in this case, you're a bar chiyuva to daven. Of there, you're saying that you're not a bar chiyuva. You daven min chaveri. But here, you're a bar chiyuva to daven right now. But the rabbanon hu delo atrichu mishum kvod Shabbos. The rabbanon didn't impose upon you, didn't demand that we should say the full weekday Shemana Shem Shabbos, because mishum kvod Shabbos. So it's similar to what the Karmeida quotes in that Yerushalmi that we saw above. Yerushalmi in the 15th parak of Shabbos, that he wrote Michlal Oneg Shabbos, here it says Kovod Shabbos. It was the same idea. The Rabbanan didn't insist that we should say the whole weekday Shabbos. It's not that it's usur to say a week. There's nothing usur on Shabbos to say a weekday Shabbos. Therefore, if you started a bracha, remember all those brachas, each one is a bracha. It starts Atachon, we don't start Baruch Atah Hashem because it's Samuch, it's connected to the, it's contiguous to the previous bracha. It all goes back to the original Baruch Atah Hashem, the beginning of Shemana Esrei. So you start saying Atachon in the middle of the bracha. So if we daven already, so at the bracha Atachon, you're saying not a bracha yuva. But here, there's nothing wrong with the phrase Atachonin or Slachon Hashem. There's nothing usher about it. Just the Rabbana, Lo Atrichu, that's what the Gemara says. Okay, that's the Rashi explains, huh?
Technically, though, still
a bracha l'atala. That's what Gemara says. You can finish it because I think that's what it says. Rashi says ma'u sheyigmaru es habracha in these kavanos habracha ba'achas min habracha shetar. Right, the same obvious. Okay, the Rambam passed like that halacha. Source 16, Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah halacha Zayin. So Misha Tov is Pal Shechol B'Shabbos Lo Yotza. A guy said the whole weekday Shemana Esrei. Never said he didn't remember till he finished. They finished and he came home. Made kishon. What did I do? I said the whole weekday Shemana Esrei. So then talk about Yotza. But be Mizkor B'Sochat Tefillah. But remember, he's in the middle of davening. Gomer Bracha Shishchabo. You finish that bracha and then Bechoz Mis Pal Shabbos. Then you continue with the Shabbos Dvarim. Shabbos davening. Then the Rama goes on to say that's only by Ma'ariv Shachar. So Mincha the Musa is different. Al Musa Posek Avil Bensa Bracha. Musa you have to stop in the middle because there's no. You know, there's no Musa by weekday, right? The natural answer, the weekday Tfilas Atak is totally irrelevant to. Okay? That's what the case of Mishnah explains, yeah.
In the Tashlomin, if you say Shachos Yudavin, you said Shachos Nichol, and you already Dar Musa.
Yeah, now can you say Tashlomin?
You always say according to the sheet today.
I think the Rambam says Misha Tov is Pal Shechol B'Shabbos Lo Yotze. You're not Yotze, so there should be Tashlomin. I would think so. I would think so. And you're saying you didn't realize till after this man. Let's say you didn't discover this problem until later. Probably would have to. It seems I would probably have to. The Kesef Mishnah explains. He quotes that the Rambam's Mokar is that Gemara, right? And he says on the second line of in the Kesef Mishnah there on the sheet in source 17. What's the reason? Because Mefarsh Hasam Tana Debedin Hu Deboilitzlu Yudches. Really, and that's why it's not a bracha at all. Bedin Hu Deboilitzlu Yudches. Al Pidin, really, you should say the regular Shmona Esrei. Umishum Kvod Shabbos Lachachur Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon didn't make us do it. Okay, but with Musaf it was not. Avu Musaf Nesav Rabbanon. It was not appropriate to say Shabbos. It wouldn't be Shabbos. You should have said Shabbos, I say right now. If it wouldn't have been Shabbos, I'd still be davening Shachris. You know, and it's appropriate for now too. But if it weren't Shabbos, I wouldn't be davening this tefillah. So that's why it's different. Okay? Now the Shulchan Aruch also passed in this way. This is in Siman Reish Samach Ches or Achan Tzit Beis. So it's 18. In Tov Yisrael Tzilas Achol. Made a mistake. You started the weekday Shemester. Gomer Osa Brocha Shnizkaba Shetor Maschol Shal Shabbos. You start the same thing. And then the Mechaber says, Lo Shno Nizkaba Brochas Atachonin. And it doesn't matter if you discover this error in Atachonin. Lo Shno Nizkaba Brocha Chas Nishar Brocha. Any other Brocha. Okay. Bein Ba'arvis Bein Mishachas. He says Musav and Milchizwa. Amachokas Rar Musav. Not our topic here now. Okay. We'll see where we're going with all this. Okay, the Mishabura there in Sukkotin Source number 19, the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Beis, that's not, it wasn't printed, but the Mishnah Reish Tam Ches Siv Katan Beis, 19. Hatam hu de bedinu de boyer, it's the Ches Brachas Peshabbos Kamo Bechol. They really have to damage. I was like, here, Lahazke Kedush, and really, he says, Lahazke Kedush Hayom Bavoda. You know, really on Shabbos, why not say a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, and then put in Yalav Yovo about Shabbos? Right, by the Bracha Lamod, you mention every day, you should stick something in, like we do, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Lahazke Kedush Hayom Bavoda, come up Rosh Chodesh. You make a Yalav Yavos. I want to do that here. The Rak Mishum quote Shabbos. So you go up on a Tikkun Bracha Achas and Tzayis for Shabbos because of the spirit of Shabbos. They said no, we'll make one big Bracha for Shabbos instead. The Lachin Bidi Yevit says the Mishum Berurah. Hiskal Bracha Gomra. She Ruuyalom in Adin. That Bracha is fitting. And then you go on to the Shabbos Acharkach Mascha Bracha Mecheres for Shabbos. See, after all of this, so what about Rifa? So clearly, from all these sources, you're going to go back to Yerushalmi 11, it says, also with Baltzach, you're not supposed to ask for your needs on Shabbos. We discuss, well, you know, you're not supposed to because it's not Osir, but again, we're not going to tell you, oh, you know, if there's a sick person, make the mistake. Go on, at least to Rafaino. You don't do that. You know, we don't answer these things on Shabbos. All these Gemaras we just saw in the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch, you made a mistake, so finish that bracha. But clearly, you're not supposed to do that because that's not in the spirit of Shabbos. And therefore, one should say the same thing in general. Maybe saying tefillahs for the sick person, well, you'll find another place to put it. But still, like a Mishaber, maybe it's inappropriate on Shabbos. Because that's not what you're supposed to think about or worry about on Shabbos. That's what it appears. So, it's interesting, very important source, and it's a source which people don't speak about. I'm going to say a little later. In Shabbos, there's a Tosefta. In most editions in the back of the Gemara, Tosefta and Shabbos, it's Perek Yud Zayin Alach Yud Dalet. In this edition, it's in the computer, the Liebman edition is Perek Zayin Alach Chav Beis. So wherever it is, I have the source here. But in the regular back of the regular Gemara, it's Perek Yud Zayin Alach Yud Dalet. It says the following. B'chei Harav Shurin Omer Omer, B'shamai Omerim. Ain post can talk on the Shabbos Beis Haknesset. Afil Hasiyos and Asoma. Ain Meshadchin. Ain Meshrishto. And what's important was the Ain Mispalon Alachola B'Shabbos. They Shammai hold you don't say Tefillos for Chol on Shabbos, but we still not here. So it turns out that our question, guess what? It's Machok, it's Meshach Mesul. Okay, and it's Tosefta. It's not the Gemara. But it's in this Tosefta. The Tosefta and Shabbos, again, in most editions, the regular editions, the 15th, the 17th parag, in Zion, Meshach Mesul. Meshach Mesul says, Taka, it's not appropriate to install for Chol on Shabbos. The same way, you know, you don't say the Vachadik and Brachas, except the Yevit, if you started by mistake. But Lo Atrechu Rabbanon, Rabbanon did not want us, because of covered Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, the Rabbanon did not want us being Toveya our needs on Shabbos, so you're not supposed to. So it says Beisham, this is Matirin.
So does this have to trump a Stam Yerushalmi?
Well, the Yerushalmi, you could argue that maybe it's not a Machol, because maybe the Yerushalmi is talking in general, Ein Mitzvah Lebal Tzvach B'Shabbos, but the Tosef Tzvach B'Chol may be different. Maybe Beisham, according to Beisham, is no problem. Beisham, maybe it's a good question, but maybe, probably would. Tosef this from, you know, from Tanoim.
But Tzrachav might be his own.
Right, that's also a point. Maybe this is somebody else. Okay, but Basil is not there. So do we have any other? Yeah.
Is that thing you like Tehillim?
Well, maybe. I would think so if you're saying for Chol. We're talking here specifically about Misha Berech, let's say. But according to this, according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to say Misha Berech for Chol on Shabbos and finished. According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to. But what do we have other sources that are similar? So you mentioned one before. Let's take a look. There are other topics which tangentially touch upon this, and maybe that's the sheet of Beis Hillel. There is a Gemara in Tainus, okay, on the source number 21. The Gemara says in Tainus, Yud Beis on the Beis. Rabbi Yeshua Bered of Idi Ikla Bered of Asi, of the legal Tilsar. Yeshua Bered, Rabbi Idi once went to Rav Asi and he fixed him up a delicious meat meal, whatever. And Amar Lelita Mar meeting, yeah, have a bite. He wants to sit down. He said, no, I can't. I'm in the Tainus today. Now, obviously, it wasn't the Tainus Tibur, otherwise, the other of Rav Asi wouldn't have served him food. So he said, no, I have a personal Tainus today. So he says, so why don't you break the tainus and then make it up another time? No, he says, can't you sometimes break a fast? That's not our detail, but the problem now. But Amar lo tainus chalomu. The Rav Yeshua Bered said, no, I'm fasting a tainus chalom. spoke about that by the Birchas Kohanim, right? He saw Tainus Chalom. The Omer Rabba Bar Mechasi Omer Chalom Bar Gur Omer Rav Yofet Tainus L'Chalom Ke'esh L'Ores. A Tainus is good for remedying the problem of the dream, like ace, like fire and flax. It'll go right up, right? It'll take care of the problem. It'll take care of it. So, and Omer Bechista Ubo Bayom. But you fast that day when you had the dream. And here's our point for Omer Yosef Afilu B'Shabbos. Yosef says, Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you are permitted to fast. A Tainus Chalom, a guy had a bad dream Friday night, and he's shaken up. A bad dream means like you're really upset and out of sorts because it is a dream that shakes you up. And so you're allowed to fast a Tainus Chalom the next Shabbos. You know, that day, don't eat even on Shabbos. Okay? But ask him, my takant, is it really right? You know, don't you have to fix your fast on Shabbos? If you want to answer, Tanisa. Yeah, later in the week, some other day you have to make up and fast a second time to make up for the fact you fast on Shabbos. But Lemaisa, what's the idea? So Rashi explains there in Tanisha Beis on Beis 22, Vafilu b'Shabbos yochol is'anos. Why? Kedei she is batel tzar gufo. You can even fast on Shabbos because to alleviate this pain. Now this is not exactly a chola, it's not a physical sickness, but perhaps it's a mental, you know, it's a mental anguish. It's emotional distress. A person has this terrible dream, and you're suffering from it, right? So why is that any worse or better? It's like a physical illness, right? So according to this Gemara, to alleviate a, you know, again, not physical illness, but an emotional sense of distress, an emotional problem, you are emotional trauma, you're allowed to fail. That's why she's lotion. Kadeshius Batel Tsar Gurvo.
There's no real fear between that and Yerushalmi because that's the state you're in. You wake up, you're feeling like this. Mm-hmm. I think that what Yerushalmi is going after is that if you are mazkir the chole, it's going to make you upset on Shabbos.
Okay, Erchanami. So let's see. But still, if I'm upset, I hear my friend is sick or whatever, or some of my family is ill and everything like that, I'm upset, so you're allowed to fast. You know? Maybe there's a comparison. Maybe that's what the whole sheet is like. Now, there's a Tosis and Nozir, just to make the point about this Mesir Tanis of Taniso. It's a Tosis and Nozir says, Beis on Beis, Dirumasala Amai. The issue there is the person Tosis is trying to point out that sometimes something can be a little bit of a mitzvah, but it's also not really, there's a little Aveira wrapped in also. That's the idea of a Nozir. Because a Nozir is a bit of a sin because he was parish from, you know, from things that are really Shri Mutter and so on. Anyway, if you look at the third to last line, we call Mokom a mitzvah Rabba Lachay. Brachach Karlei Noam. It's right for sometimes we call a Nozir, even though he's also a Chote, because the good outweighs the bad, so to speak. But what's interesting to us is, Midda Hava Misane Tainus Chalom B'Shabbos, says Tosin. It's like somebody who fasts a Tainus Chalom on Shabbos. The Yeshlo mitzvah levatel achalom. There's a mitzvah, so to speak, that you're levatel achalom. But it's a vera also shisana b'Shabbos. But it's a little bit of a vera because if he has to on Shabbos, so therefore he has to make it up. Okay, that's what the Tosa says. That's the idea of it. So the Rambam Paskins, source 24, Parak Aleph of Hilchos Tainus Aleph Yud Beis. Haroah chalom ra. The person that has a real bad dream. Tzorach l'is'anos l'mocha should fast the next day. K'day sh'yoshev l'yeremasa b'chapesh b'nechse b'tshuva. It's not just a fasting. I mean, it's not just a magic. You fast. But a fast is accompanied by thinking and b'morer and doing tshuva and so on. U'misana filo b'shabbos. And not only that, here's the point. Adds the Rambam. U'mispalo aneinu b'chol tfilo. And you'll add certain prayers which relate to fast days. You're allowed to daven these things on Shabbos, which ordinarily you don't do on Shabbos, such tefillos, but you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, even if you didn't accept this fast from the old yom. I mean, and then it was Shabbos, Misani Yom Achim, they should be to only Shabbos. It's to make up because it's about to only Shabbos. And that's how you pass them as well in the Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Haim Sin Reish Peches Siv Dalad, Mutal Lissanos Botanis Chalom, Kadesh Shikor Gaz Ardino, Bitzorch Lissanos Beyom Rishon, you have to make up, Kadesh Yiskapa Lo Ma Shabbos to only Shabbos. And if you can't do 2 days in a row, then do it the next day, whatever. And or if it's Yontif, there are more ads and so on. Now take a look at Sifhei, Yud Sifhei, just as a side point. Yesh Omer Sh'Enos Hanos Tanis Chalom B'Shabbos El Al Chalom Sh'Ro Tla Zimni. You don't fast the Tanis Chalom on Shabbos unless you had such a dream that repeated itself 3 times and you realize, hey, there's something going on here. You know, not some wild dream you once had. And then Shulchan Aruch adds, the Yesh Omer Sh'Enos Hanos Tanis Chalom B'Shabbos, maybe it's not Bizman Hazeh, Sh'Ein Ono Bekim B'Pesach Chalom Hazeh Deh Zeh Tov Eterah, we don't really know. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah explains there in Tzivkot and Zion against the Reish Peches It's not just a fasting, Tanis Chalom, but Regam Yivla Kaleom, Bitoru, Tzila, should learn extra in Davin, Yiskapar, or Viserim, because Yuchal is Vadel Alavanos, is Vados Alavanosov. You can say Ridui on Shabbos. We never do it on Shabbos, except in Kippur. Right? We never say, never, like this year, Tishabov is on Shabbos this year. We push off to Sunday. Right? Shiros with Thomas is Sunday, Shabbos this year, push off to Sunday. So we never say these Tzilas on Shabbos, but here you can. So that's the idea. Now, so there is at least a makor for fasting and saying certain tefillos, but that's when you're something was wrong with yourself. That still does not quite, you know, can you, remember that you were asking before, can you transfer that over now to allow you to say a tefillah if somebody else is sick? Mainly you're broken up and you're in pain or you're, again, emotional distress or whatever, so you can fast and even say these extra tefillahs. But is that enough to say you can be mispallel for somebody else who's sick? Well, maybe, because I'm also in emotional distress when, God forbid, somebody close to me is not well. But there's another relevant Gemara in Tainus. That's about Yud Tesam and Aleph, source number 27. It's not a Gemara. It's part of a long Mishnah. The Mishnah there says, Al Elu Masriyin B'Shabbos. There are certain situations where you can call out on Shabbos. Masriyin sounds like it's Lashon Trua, like a chauffeur. But take a look at Rashi in source 28. Again, that's Tainus, Yud Tesam. Masriyin Ba'anenu. You call out with Anenu. What are the situations? You look back in 27. Here they are. Al Ir Shekifua Nachrim. You have a city that's being surrounded by invaders, marauders, besieging our city. People's lives are in danger. Okay. Oh, Nahar, there's a river overflow, tsunami. You know, a flood comes and it's flooding into the town. Again, it's a sakana. You're on a boat that's being tempest-tossed, right? The boat is going to capsize at sea. Right, all these situations, you're allowed to scream out. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer LeEzra, you can scream out for help. Maybe someone else can come help you. But lo letzaka, but not for tefillin. Okay? Now, how do we... Well, that's the Mishnah in Tainus Yud Tesam Aleph. The Mishnah is quoted earlier, source 29, earlier Gemara in Tainus Yud Tesam Aleph makes reference. It says the Tainus probably should be Tzan. Al-Elam Asim B'Shabbos Al-Ish Shikibu Gaius. Like Gaius again, troops attack, or Nar, a river overflows, boats, all the things we said. So what does that mean when you call out Bermai, Elaim and Shofers? Can it mean with Tkiya Shofer? So Shofers B'Shabbos Mishari. You can't pull Shofer on Shabbos, we know that. Okay. Hello Banenu. It means I and the Karla Aswell. The Gemara brings that as a proof. Anenu is sometimes calling out. Now Rashi explains what's the situation in the 30. Rashi Tanis Yudal and Aleph. Gaius, the Tarnal, right, troops invade, and the river is overflowing, it's gonna drown all the homes and the fields and whatever else. And the sea is the ship is shaking. But what does it mean? LeEzra, talking with Ne Adam Shivo LeEzra. You can scream out. The way he learns, you can scream out to get some help. The Lo LeTzaka, but not Tefila. She'ein on the Betuchim Kolkach Shatol Tefila Sein LeTzaka on the Shabbos. Says Rashi, we don't know. Our Tefila is going to work. You can't daven in these Tefilas on Shabbos. Okay? That's what the Rashi says. But the point is, according to the first opinion, you can say Anenu. That comes from the Shalmei. This point, the Shalmei is in Perek Gimel of Tainus Halacha Ches, source 31. Perek Gimel of Tainus Halacha Ches. There, the Shalmei says on that Mishnah, Rav Omer Aneni Hashem Aneni. And the Karbonet explains the next verse, Aneni Hashem Aneni, Sha'omer Mislichas V'yom HaKippurim. It's not the Anenu of the Tainus Tiber, but rather, I think it means Anenu Hashem Anenu, Anenu Kavram Anenu, Anenu Pachay Tzach Anenu, Anenu Pachay Tzach Anenu, right at the end of Slichas and in Kippur, at least at the Kol Nidronite, you have that. That's what he says, seems to say it means. What he say in Slichas and Kippur, the Karbonet says. That's what it means. Anyway, how do we paskin? So the Rambam paskin in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Chav Dalet, source 33. The Yam, all these things. Mitzvah lot says b'Shabbos Atzilah, and you try and save them. What do you have to do? Afilu Yochid, even a Yochid, Hanir Daf Ne'agoyim, he's being chased by Goyim or a snake or a bear or some attack. Okay. Trying to kill him, you have to save him, even if you have to mechal Shabbos. The zok on the mischana of Shabbos, you can scream out for this person on Shabbos. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Even on Shabbos, you can say tefillah. So now we're already talking about for somebody else. Now we're already talking out here. The other person's in danger. You can daven from a Shabbos. That's like that tefillah and that tosefta. And the Rambam paskins as well. And of course, Tainus Perakal Alachavov. Ain goes in Tainus Alat Tibur Lo B'Shabbos. We never have a Tainus Tibur on Shabbos or Yontif. Okay? But, again, if you have a city that's surrounded, the oceans overflowing, rivers overflowing, and so all these things, we can call out on Shabbos. Now, it's interesting, we still haven't said anything about a chola. Right? All these makoros are about the city's being attacked, and the ship is going to sink, and whatever else. Didn't say anything about a chola. The Ran, however, commenting on the Rif there in Tainus, source 36, the Ran on the Rif, of Ches Amabez. And the pages of the Rif, Gemara of Yochan and the Akum and Ruach Ra. If a person is being chased by Goyim, by burglars, or Ruach Ra. What is Ruach Ra? Ruach Ra is a lot of times defined as some kind of melancholy, or just depression, or something like that, against kind of illness. It's Ruach Ra. And the Ran writes, Shenichas of a Ruach Shade. The shade that got inside him. You know, what it means is you're not yourself, you're depressed and so on. And or you're running away because the river's overflowing, all this. These are all different types of situations. Or, says the Ran, if you're sick with any type of sickness. Here it is. We can learn from here, says the Ran. Again, it's Chesman Beis in the pages of the Rif and Tainus. Mikan lechol choli sheyesh bo sakonas hayom, the masri and all of the Shabbos. Any type of illness where there is danger to you that day, that's an important caveat, because all these riots that we just brought, there's an imminent danger. Okay, the town is being surrounded, there's a tsunami, whatever. Okay, the ship is sinking. These are all, they're all situations of imminent danger. So that's what the Ran says. We can at least extrapolate from here that there's another situation of sickness. Sometimes, God forbid, a person, whatever, has a heart attack. There's imminent danger right now on Shabbos. So then, Mikan lechol cholish risav d'masriyav. And the masriyav means other people can scream out. So now, already, we have a makor, these makoros, the way these Rishonim are learning, we have makoros for calling out on Shabbos, on behalf of, like Beisola, right? That you're allowed to on Shabbos. But so far, with the caveat that what? It has to be that there's a danger that's imminent to this person right now on Shabbos. Emergency surgery, whatever you want to make. You know. Lafuke, perhaps, a person who's generally not well, but there's no danger right now on Shabbos. Nothing to change between Shabbos and Sunday. That we haven't found people, but that's what the Ran writes. The lo shalom amunei ruach ra, and they shu choli shal sakana. Why did the Gemara give ruach ra as an example? That's a dangerous choli, sakana biyomo. Okay, and here it is. The efser shal zeh somchu b'harbi mekomos sh'omrim mitzalan al cholam b'shabbos. Maybe, says the Ran, it's based on this. Now it's astounding. They don't quote that Tosefta. He had an open Tosefta based on this as an appearing. I don't have an answer to that. I don't know why the Rishonim do not bring this Tosefta. Why didn't the Gemara quote it? And why didn't the Rishonim say the Ran? The efser mikan somchu shal zeh somchu b'harbi mekomos sh'omrim mitzalan al cholam b'shabbos. But again, the Ran puts that caveat in. And that may well be what Beis Hillel said too. Beis Hillel didn't specify. Beis Shammai says you don't, and that back in that Tosefta. Beis Shammai says you don't daven for a chol on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says you do. But Beis Hillel didn't say dafka chola who's in Sakana today. But the Ran sure says that. Look at the last words of the Ran there. Umikol makom dafka kishayesh po sakana sayom. It's dafka in some type of danger to today. And indeed, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tainus, Archaim Sin, Tuf Kuf Ayin Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, Source 37. There, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ir Shekifu Anosin, right? Marauders invaded, surrounded the city of Noor, an overflowing stream. Usin, which has Yam, Afila Yachariv, Ben Anosin, Listen, Ruch Ra, O Chole Shar, Chole Sheyesh, Posakonas Ayom, or any other type of illness where there is some danger imminent today, then you're allowed, Levarach, Achole B'Shabbos. Okay, and but you don't pull a shofar fine. That's in Hilchos Panis. Doesn't seem you can say the bracha. We say other like an Ishmael, other tefillos. That's what I think. Now,
not in the context of Shmoneh Esrei.
Apparently, where are you going to put it, Shmoneh Esrei? But maybe you'll rot so maybe the end of Shmoneh Esrei you can. What kind of tour? Now the Shulchan Aruch brings us also la halacha. Or Chaim Simon Reish Peches again. This time Siftes. Ain talking below Masin Bo or Shum Tzor, you're not allowed on Shabbos to cry out for any needs. Chutz, except for the following. Mitzor Samazonos, the person needs food, okay? Or the city, all these cases, right? Most important for us is Sif Yud there in Sim Reish Peches. Nirdaf Nigne Ruach Ra, Shamru Lav Dafka, Duhu Adin Lechol Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakonas Hayom, Zoakim Ishanim, the Machaber Paskins like the Shita. Again, you look in the Nosekelim, they don't say, oh, it's like Beis Hillel, not Tosefta. So I remain Etli Tzarech Ian, why, you know, from the time of that Tosefta down to, you know, the Shulchan Aruch, no one really talks, they're a little around there, but no one really talks about this.
They have the Tosefta?
Maybe not, or maybe there's different versions of the Tosefta, I don't know, I don't have an answer for it. Okay? And says the Ramah in Sif Yud there, Hagah, V'chein Mutter Levarech Hachol HaMesukan Bo Bayom. You can say a bracha, Nisha Berech, or some other bracha. Now you're asking about Shemach, I don't know, I don't think so. But you're allowed to Levarech Hachol HaMesukan Bo Bayom. And that's based on that Ran that we read before. That's what it says in the front, based on that Ran. Good. Now, on that, the Mogen Avram writes in Sif Katan Yud Dalad there, the next source of 39, the Mogen Avram, Sin Reish Peches Sif Katan Yud Dalad, writes, that's all Achol HaMesukon. Avol She'eno Mesukon B'yomo Osur Levorach, the Mogen Avram Paskin, if there's no danger to the person today on Shabbos, you cannot say a Mishaberach, a Brocha, a Tefillah for this person on Shabbos. Kain Kosov, Marival, Sin Kufta, Zvav, She'eskimu Kol HaRabon, V'chein Kosov Bach, V'teima, says the Mogen Avraham right in his time. The Tema, Lama Nagua Idna, why is the minig today? We think it's just today in Tinek, but the Mogen Avraham already in his time. Tema, Lama Nagua Idna, Shomar Chazin, Mishaberech Lachola. Why does the Chazin say Mishaberech Lachola? Apparently in his time too. I don't know if people had as many lists as they do today, but the Mogen Avraham's time, I understand it. The Omer HaMokam Yishuch Rofu Shlema. There are also Lama Kach B'Shabbos. You're not supposed to say that on Shabbos. The first and early, which we'll see in a little while. Okay? And he writes, Epsha Shesomcha Ramban. Maybe it is a Mokan Ramban, Shesoba Shemutta Loma Amo, Mokan Rachim Alav, Besoch Shar Chol Amo Yisrael. You're allowed to put it, and we do that. You say, before saying, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael, that you're allowed to, but more than that, you can't. And he also, Yesh Lahaneg Besoch HaMishaberach Shabbos Himalizuk. You add the words, Shabbos today, we don't generally call out. We don't generally scream out on Shabbos, but you see, the Mogen Avraham is not that thrilled with this minhag, okay, of saying the Mishaberech on Shabbos for someone who's not imminently ill. Stam, a guy who's sick, has been sick for 6 weeks, so you don't say it on Shabbos according to this Mogen Avraham. Where does this come from, this idea of Shabbos Himalizuk? Alright, so that's the Gemara on Shabbos Yud Beis and Aleph, source 40. It says there, Ein Menachem Avela, Ein Vachem Cholam, Shabbos, Dibur Beishama, Beisilam Atirim. Okay, Beisama says you're not even allowed kachol on Shabbos, and Beisil says aloud. I was thinking maybe that's connected at Tosefta because the din is a side point. But the din is when you're mevak kachol, what are you supposed to do? Part of bikacholim is to say a tefillah on that person's behalf. Memela, maybe that's why Beisama says on this gemara on Shabbos you're based on aloud. Ain mevak kachol b'Shabbos v'Rishal. Why? Because the only way you can do bikacholim properly is if you mispalo. But Shama in that Tosefta says you can't mispalo. Whereas Beisil says you can mispalo, therefore he's mati bakachola. Fine. But more important for us is the next line of the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Hanichnas Levakar Zachola, and we pass in Beisil, you do Yom Bakachola. Omer Shabbos Himalizuk Kufur Kovala Vol. That phrase in the Gemara. Okay, Shabbos Himalizuk Kufur Kovala. That's what we do. You know, it's kind of like a joke. It's kind of like Nishnaf Shabbos Geret. You know what I mean? Another joke about that, right? Nishnaf Shabbos Geret means, I shouldn't really talk about this on Shabbos, but, right? So it almost becomes like a mater. So, you know the joke. You know, the guy is selling, but they sell a car, right? There's a sign that's really selling a car. So the guy walks up, Nishnaf Shabbos Geret, I see you selling your car. So the guy says, Nishnaf Shabbos Geret, I am. He said, Nishnaf Shabbos Geret, how much do you want for it? He said, Nishnaf Shabbos Geret, $20,000. Nishnaf Shabbos Geret, I'll give you 15. Nishnaf Shabbos Geret, I'll take 18. And the guy says, I can't give more than 15. A little while he comes back, Nishnaf Shabbos Geret, now I can give you 18. So the guy goes, Nishnaf Shabbos Geret, I sold it already, somebody else. Right? So it becomes so Shabbos Himalizuk, but that's not really what it means. Okay? People think that, but Shabbos Himalizuk means, I'm not really supposed to do this on Shabbos. That's not really what it means. Okay? Rashi explains there in Shabbos 41, Yud Beis Hanal, Shabbos Himalizuk, Tzarek Laharchiv Daitam B'Tanchumim Shalo Yitztaru. What you're saying, Shabbos Himalizuk, means because of Shabbos, we shouldn't have to call out. Okay, that's the idea. The zchus of Shabbos should give you a four shleima. That's what it is. Not like Shabbos Himalizuk, Heter to do something. No, it's part of the tzula. Shabbos Himalizuk, you know, we don't need to call out on Shabbos. That makes the person feel better. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Takvi Paskan, like this Gemara, in Soon Reish Pei Zion Sif Allah 42. Yichol Menachem on Shabbos. You can Menachem on Shabbos. Not our topic now. V'chein Yichol Levakir Sachola. You can Menachem Levakir Sachola. But V'lo Yom Alo Kedev Shomol V'chol. You don't say the same words on a weekday. Ela Omer Shabbos. You Menachem Levakir Sachola. V'racham Rubin Meshiv L'Shom Son. And V'yesh Omer say you don't say the second half, which Ashkenazim Taka don't say. Fine. But the idea is to say this Shabbos Yom Elizabeth. Now, getting back to Sim Reish Peches in Tivkarten Hey, the Taz in Source 43, the Taz writes, Mutal of Archa Chol on Shabbos. He quotes the Marie Viles in Kufta, so it calls him Maisab if they have a Rabban, he's Kim Shalom of Archa Chol on Shabbos. Taz also not comfortable with this. So what do you mean? Rabbanim said, all these Rabbanim in the days of Marie Viles said not to make a Rabban on Shabbos, not to make a Bruch on Shabbos for Chol. Rabban came up with Rabban, he gave a clutch, why it might work with the Taz, is not so, doesn't seem to be so happy about it. Okay? The Shari Tshuva there, it's called the Gimel, quotes from the Shari Ephraim, which I Yutzif Nandal, it says, Vayim B'Shari Ephraim, Shari Yutzif Nandal, it's very end of Sukkot and Gimel there in the Shari Tshuva, so Reish Pekhez, Shiyesh Lomar Shabbos Yimuzu Kufur Kavalov, Rachim Amrubim, Rachim Alov, Hashem Agar Gama Mercy. He also allows it with that phrase, Shabbos Yimuzu. So it's interesting, if you take a look at the next source, 45 of Sternbuch, in the Shabbos and Shuvah, Tshuvah on Hogus, Chelek Dalat, Sin Pei Dalat, says, Hamina Glomer Mishaberech Lechola, Lechola Atzma Shabbos Yimuzu Kufur Kavalov. We have a minute to say that. The Mishamati Mithak Bekim Bezeb Lechola Sheish Posakona. Wait a second. I thought we said that in general on Shabbos you can only say Mishaberech for whom? Taka Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana, in which case it's mutter to call out on Shabbos, so why are you saying Shabbos in Lizard? Well, what's the problem? You're only in Shabbos, but you're allowed to. Okay? Shari mutter Lizard with Shabbos and Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana. V'chein shvati maisa shavim kippurim, shachalios b'Shabbos, v'ho rabbeinu chazonish tzatzal, lahashmit Shabbos in Lizard. Shemutter Lizard with Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana b'Shabbos. As a matter of fact, it doesn't say this here, but the Mat Ephraim, which on the sheet on the computer, when our Chaim Simitov Kuf Pei Dalet Tzivchof Ei writes that on Rosh Hashanah Kippur Stam, when you make a Mishaberech Lechola on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you don't say Shabbos Yom or Yontif Yom Elizik. Why? What do you mean? Because Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you are supposed to call out in Daven. That's what we follow my show. Instructed the guy by Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you shouldn't say Yontif Yom Elizik. Okay, Shabbos Yom Elizik. Because you can call out on those days. So, in this 19 years, the Shabbos Yom Elizik, oh, he goofed a Twila. That's a Twila. Not a funny thing like Nisha Shabbos Kippur. No. The Kavana Shekoch, Kedusha Shabbos Goofa, Mo'ul Refua, Umispal Shekain. Therefore, the feast that Yeshua Gamkin, Becholos Yeshua Sakana. Since that Goofa is a Twila, you're not saying Shabbos Yom Elizik like, oh, I really shouldn't call out. No, you can call out. So what are you saying Shabbos Yom Elizik for? Because that goof is a tefillah, like I said before, asking for the zchus of Shabbos. She'ain tzarich lizik b'Shabbos, nisha Shabbos goof ayir refuah. Uzchus of Shabbos tamid refuah so. Aval ein hakavanah lomar lizik also lizik al chol shusim on Shabbos. Okay, but rather, rak b'zeh me'orin shekdush of Shabbos yoel al refuah. Now, it's interesting, as an aside, but it's important, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya, in his Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Altanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, writes in Sim Reish Peches in Siftes, he makes a chilek between a private person davening on Shabbos for somebody else. He writes, if it's a chol ha-mesukin sakonas hayom, then you can daven and scream out everything else, okay, for chol ha-mesukin, okay. But if it's some other type of need, maybe it isn't quite as pressing, and ainbo sakonas hayom, right, is not that there's great danger. So he makes a distinction that a private person can, but a public shouldn't. He shouldn't get U.S. by pillin. That's very strict. You want to say Mishaberech, but a whole group should get together and say Tov, one person. But Tzibur, that's a different problem, unless there's Sakana that day, again. Unless there's Sakana that day. Not on Shabbos, though. Maybe they have two groups on Shabbos for a particular Chola. Yeah, unless the Chola, it has to be Chola Sheish Pasachana, hopefully. Maybe they do for people with Chola Sheish Pasachana. And so, Rabbi Yaakov, huh? Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in one of his tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Dalet, source 47, he has a tshuva where basically he says, I don't understand, okay, how they make these mishaberechs on Shabbos. Okay, the Shaila starts this in Samach Dalet. Mishaberech Shomach Chazon b'Shabbos in Yesh Lochus Mishum Shein L'Spalabo and Alaydu on Shabbos. So tshuva Ein L'Spalal Dovah Shu Tzarech Hayom, Avol Dovah Shu Labo Ein Kach Klum. So he says, Timi Hani Alzeh. It's opposite. What do you mean? He says, "Dabar shu tzochayom yeshla hati yosef." No, if it's tzochayom, we're allowed to matter it. Okay, and he quotes various cases, but which is not a tzoch shav is not allowed. Okay, that's point number one. But then he says, "Nearly So why don't we say the tefillah on Shabbos? So he says, merely tamnis abachar Shabbos mishalo yeh diburcha shal Shabbos kishalchol. That's a general thing. You don't talk on Shabbos about the same thing you talk about on weekdays. Okay, that's why lachein ein levakash alachola in lo talk about alachol yo, unless he's again deathly ill that day. Okay, the chol she ein lo sakon yesh lo talk b'shul Shabbos. That's so dangerous. Then rely on the chol of Shabbos and you don't ask for these tefillahs. And there he goes on to say, if I had the ability. Lachain, if you look at five lines down there, that second paragraph. Osam minik shenagu levarach tos hu biyadachazonim. It's the wrong thing that these gabbayim do. They make a mishaberach. It's wrong. There's nothing to rely on. I don't know, again, why no one quotes that tosefta, but you're not allowed to do that. And he says that sometimes when people would give money to the gabbay to daven, he says, all wrong. Ela she'ein kocha yofa limchos. We don't, ein kocha yofa limchos. I haven't got the authority to stop it. These mishaberachs are widespread. This meaning of giving the gabbai some money to make some mishaberach widespread. I can't stop it. The acha shekvar nahagu mishonim kadmonios. The Yachin is in the beginning of the 1700s. Okay, and he said it's already for the ancient years. The old practice to say mishaberach for chol on Shabbos. So he doesn't like it. But Ashrei Sheyochas was Hadas, happy the person who should do what's right, not say it. But what can I do? I can't break the minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan writes as well in Source 48. Aruch HaShulchan in Sun Reish Pei Zion writes in the end of Siv Beis. V'chein kishosim mishaberach l'chol beis haknesses. Don't say the same phrase and so on. Eli say Shabbos Mizuk. Aval etzleinu mevarchim. By us says the Aruch HaShulchan in the 1800s. Mevarchim v'yishlach l'fos tlema. Shabbos Mizuk. V'chein nidpas b'sidurim. That's how it's printed in the Surah Zidurim. And forgive me, says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'lo yodati mehitu lahem zeh. I don't know which rabbis allowed this. Im lo b'chol ha'mesukim gadol sheyesh bo sakanas hayom. Unless it's by chol ha'mesukim was in dangerous conditions that day. So, you know, it's very hard pressed, I think, to allow mishaberach on Shabbos unless it's taken for somebody who's deathly ill that day. But stam, a person is generally not feeling well, or whatever, even if he's ill, but nothing's going to change today. Very questionable that you should allow to make that on Shabbos. It's interesting that Moshe Feinstein in the next tshuva, huh?
We do it now.
Yeah, I'm sure we do, but so far it's hard pressed to find a mocher. So, the Moshe Feinstein has one thing. This is the Igros Moshe Arachaim Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Hey, Source 49, almost done. There, apparently, the case with the Yontif case. So, the Yontif, he asked a question. Yontif Achon Shopesa, Bike Shchola Shispao Ba'ado, Ba'ay Mesukan, Avalo Hoya Sakana Sayom. The guy was sick, and he sent word to the shul, saying, I'm not feeling well, saying, Mishaberach me in shul. But it wasn't Sakana Zayom. It wasn't an imminent danger. The Amrum Imrum is more telling his father, so they said, the Takanag, the Tillim group, they said Tillim, and they davened for the person. And after Yantav, they contacted Rav Moshe, Mishay Lunu, Yomasu Kedin. Do we have the right to do that on Yantav? It was 8 dead Pesach. So it was Yantav. V'amar Tisha Yafa Asu. Why? Here's an important point. The Kevon Shabatzmo Bike she is Paulo Viomutilin, Humasukan, think the guy asked. That means for his Yishavadas. Otherwise his condition can worsen. We allow Chil Shabbos Yishavadas. A woman goes into labor. A guy has a heart attack. Well, a woman goes into labor on Shabbos, her husband is allowed to go. Why? Because that'll calm the patient down. That might have a good effect on the patient. Knowing
what he's saying then is that it's being machal Shabbos is just a matter for it.
That's an extreme, but I'm saying so here. Yeah, I'm just right. You're again. We go back to that case like a tinus on Shabbos. But here you're allowed to for the well-being of Shabbos. You know,
the child, you know? The child not to be scared also.
Yeah, right. Whatever's going to leave it. That's also a need. Again, my wife always likes the joke that she's very happy that none of our babies were born on Shabbos, because she said she knew that if they go to Shabbos, I'll say, are you sure? Maybe we can wait. And she says, she calls sister. She's not going to bother me. She knew that. But I'm wrong, you should go, of course. I mean, get nervous, right? You're like, oh, the car on Shabbos, come on, can't you? She said, you'll say to me, do you really need me there? Can't you do without me? Right? Please tell me you need me. Forget it, I'm calling my sister. maybe I would. I never came up, so I don't know if she's right or wrong. But anyway, the Moshe Feinstein writes, but that's because, so here we have a heter at least. even for, again, I'm stressing, Moshe stresses, this is not a sakana sayom. But Moshe has a heter if the chol himself asked. So there is rise to it. Okay, the person asks, so otherwise it's going to upset his, it'll worsen his condition if he knows you're not going to listen to him. But I don't know what else to answer in terms of, somebody else. You know, what if the person is not a chola? But as you said, David, our minig is not a chol mesukin. Our minig is we do it even for a chol is not so mesukin. Who knows all these people on this list, what their status is, and so on. Okay? There are Moshe Shtemach and a different tshuva. And tshuvas on Hagas Chelik Gimel Sin, I never understood. Something look at the Bar Ilan, see that. I don't understand certain things. Like the tshuvas in Moshe
Shtemach. Yes, so
they have Moshe Shtemach, they have Chelik Aleph Beis Dalet Hei. What was the lumbus to that?
It was really annoying.
Yeah, right? What was the
lumbus?
What's the lumbus? They don't have a gimel. I don't get it. Same with Ochas Chaim and Rishon and Ralaran Akona Lunil. The Chvicha Lachim Aleph Beis and only Beis and Gimel. What? What was the idea of doing that? But okay, that's how I brought it with me. The tshuvas on Hagas Chelik Gimel Sin and Tzadi Hei. He brings this din. And he says, again, you can kvetch through that on Shabbos, we know that on Shabbos you're not really supposed to do this, but if you say, Misha Berach and the Rabbin, and he says, you can come and say your Misha Berach, even though somebody's not so ill, together with the Misha Berachs for the Cholam Ariel, and you add in, Agav Cholam Achem Sheishma Sakana. Then you're davening the Shal Gam Ruach Shabo Ain Sakana Klal. So then it's allowed, and you should say B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. So that's to pick it out. Okay, it's to say B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael, because then you're among the B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael, our Taka people, you're out in this Balafon Shabbos, because they're B'sakana, so Mele, now you can schlep along. That's Eiz Melamed Tzchus a little bit.
What do you think
about
saying these kilos for the missing soldiers and all that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do it in my shoulder. That's Sakana. I think there you can say that this. Even imminent sakana, I never know. It's crazy people who start to shoot them one day.
For the Medina?
That's a different discussion. That's a different discussion. Not a whole lot. I mean, maybe there are sick people. I say in my shul, I talk it, turned it into Misha Berach, but whatever, instead of Misha Shemaim, another discussion. But, I don't know, it's an interesting question. That's not Tzrocha, maybe there is a din of Mispalvus from the same Baramalchus, even on Shabbat. We'll have to talk about that another time. Just to finish up, the Mishneh Berurah in Tzivkot and Chof Chetz comments on
the Mishneh Berurah. Yeah, I don't think there's that, right?
No, you're saying a person, you're giving somebody a bracha. It's not a chol, it's not a tzoch. I'm just giving a bracha. It is, maybe you shouldn't say b'shaizeh because you don't get a reward for a mitzvah. It's just that bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah right there in some Reish Peches in Korn Chof Ches is a finish of Kaf Achaim. It's similar in Osayin Ches there. Hamesukan Abu Misha Eino Mesukan Lo. You can make a Misha, you can say a Tzvila for Chola as a Mesukan Bo Bayom. Abu Misha Eino Mesukan Lo. Uksha Osin Misha Berach Lachola Shein Bo Sakana. So Mishnah Berurah reflects, you said it's our minute. Mishnah Berurah is a minute too. He said, and when you make a Misha Berach Lachola Shein Bo Sakana, Omer Shabbat Sim Elizuka for Kova Labo. If the Mishnah Berurah seems to allow it. After all that, the Mishnah Berurah says, because really you're not supposed to, but when you make a Mishnah Berurah, well, Chol Sheim Basakana, at least say Shabbos Yom Elizur, and Rufur Kovel Alo, and as we saw before, you should also say B'Sok Shar Chol Yisrael. So that is the minig in most places in the world. I don't know, again, Rabbi Yaakov Emden felt it was wrong, but he said he doesn't have the authority to stop it. Chashulchan said, I don't know who permitted the Siddurim to print this, but the Maisa Taka printed the Siddur. So we do make Mishnah Berurah on Shabbos. I would suggest that maybe it should Taka be only, I don't announce this much sure, you're going to upset people if they can't say this, you have to know the island. Just end with one line from a Medrash and Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Vayera, Parsha Mem Gimel Os Yudala. With all of this, Simon Yudala, in all of these situations, is about davening for somebody else. But there, they're talking about when Hagar was thrown out by Abramovina with Yishmael, said thought he was going to die. So the Medrash there says, the end of 51, Yofet Tfilas Achol La Atzmo Yosa Mikol. It's very nice to have lots of people davening, but at the end of the day, this Medrash says, if the Tfil of the Cholaf himself, that is even higher because the Chol himself, he's sick on Shabbos and he's deterred in emotional distress. He's disturbed and he's in emotional distress. So that's an even greater thing. So we have Heterim. Again, they still were Matir. No one quotes at the Sefer. I don't know why. As a riot, they're allowed to, but okay. They don't even have it or as an inundation of the text. I don't know. But Lamaisa, the practice is like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Kaf Achaim said that if you say for a Chol Shein Bo Sakana, you should add the words, Shabbos and Lizuk, and like Shemuel said, you said the Sok Shar Chol Yisrael, and that is the Midig and Kol Yisrael, and probably will remain so. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos.